Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Head back to a few of your texts as well for Lost in the Wash very shortly. If you want to send through a late one for Schauser Dog Washers, install Schauser at your local footy club to raise funds to wash your dogs and get some funds raised for your club. We'll head back to the text machine very shortly, 0433 98 11 16, for a little bit more Lost in the Wash. But for Sixt, book car and truck rental with Sixt at sixt.com.au. Brandon Ellis from the Gold Coast has been good enough to join me ahead of game 250. 74 of those will be for the Gold Coast, and he's on the line, the two-time premiership Tiger. Welcome to you, Brandon. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hope you're well.
Oh, I'm damn well. You must be extremely well. You've done well to get to 250. You've got a couple of flags in the bank, and now you're in a team that looks like it's on the rise.
Yeah, pretty excited, pretty stoked. It's been one hell of a journey the last, I guess, 13 years of footy. But, yeah, it's just great to see, you know, the development of the Gold Coast over the last couple of years, and especially this year. I know it's only two games in, but, yeah, hopefully everyone can sort of see the way we're trying to play and how quickly, you know, we're improving. So, yeah, it's exciting times ahead up here.
So everything old is new again for you. You've got your old coach back.
Yeah, I know. It's funny how the world and the universe works. Coached me for my first game, and now he's going to coach me for my 250th. And then, yeah, assuming he'll coach me for my last game, whenever that is as well. So I loved him. He's been such a great role model and such a great coach for me throughout my career.
He'll be your coach for all three premierships you're playing, Brandon.
Yeah, three or four. No. We'll just, it'd be pretty bloody incredible if we could win one up here. You know, that's the goal. So, yeah, we'll see how much longer I can hold on for.
I know it's a long way away, finals. You haven't played in finals yet with the Gold Coast, but it's a perfect start to the season. What have you put it down to, do you think?
Yeah, it's been a great start. I guess, look, all pre-season we've been training the system that Zimmer wants to play. So we know what it looks like, but we haven't really been able to see what like it feels like. And obviously our two practice games were pretty poor and pretty average in them. But I think it just clicked against Richmond. And then obviously we got a great sense of belief from that game. You know, oh, this system actually does work that he's trying to teach us. And then we bought it again last week against the Crows. So, yeah, just seeing week after week, the boys just keep believing. And we know what it feels like now, which is so important. So, yeah, there's seriously no ceiling on this year.
So can you let us in on the system a little bit? Because everyone seems to be playing a style of Damien Hardwick, Richmond system, where it's about your players positioning in the corridor more so than anything else. You probably don't want to give too much away, but it's your positioning through the middle.
It's just literally everyone just has a role to play and everyone knows their role on offense. Everyone knows their role on defense and everyone knows their role in contest. It's a lot of sacrificial plays. You know, you'll see a lot of the outside players not getting much of the ball, but setting the ground up so that our inside balls and our, you know, running halfbacks can get, you know, the looks of the ice cream. But, you know, Dimmy's been great. He doesn't care about kicks, marks, handballs. He just cares about everyone playing their role, setting the ground up so our system can work. So, yeah, I guess everyone knows how everyone plays. It's just about who can execute their game plan for long enough and who can stay focused long enough. And, yeah, I guess that's sort of been us the last 2 weeks.
And for the footy fan out there, to try and get room in the midfield to use, to be able to use it in the corridor rather than have it congested, you do have role players whose job it is to push out wide, to drag their opponents out wide, to open up space in the middle. Everyone's kind of doing it, but no one really wants to talk about it too much. But that's the way it gets done.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, like, they're probably half-backs, wingers, half-forwards, you know, play a sacrificial role of trying to set the ground up, make it big, so, you know, we can come through the corridor, but then if they block the corridor, we can sort of go, you know, around and out wide. So, yeah, there's method to the madness. As you can see, you know, how good GWS played that system and how good Collingwood played that system last year. So, yeah, it was just sort of about everyone buying into it, everyone understanding that, you know, you're not going to get your 25, 30 every week. It's just about playing your role. And if you execute your role, we're more than likely going to, you know, win games of football. So everyone's bought into that now and everyone's thriving on it. So yeah, we've got a great test this week against the Doggies, who I know will probably want to rectify their performance after, you know, what happened to them last week. So, yeah, it's going to be on down in Ballarat.
And the crazy chaos run that teams are going with still. I mean, you don't want to turn it over because you get scored on by turnover, and that's the number one stat in the game, almost. But you seem like you've got some better kickers and ball users to be able to maintain possession all the way through to score or get it out of bounds in your forward line.
Yeah, we do. And it's just sort of, you know, it does look frantic and it does look fast, but as I said, there's method to it all. I can't give too much away. I don't want, I don't want everyone to sort of know how we play, you know, on a deeper sense. But, yeah, we've just got great ball users, great guys who, when we get their ball in their hands, they're really composed and make good decisions. And we've just got great role players, which makes a decision for the ball carrier really easy. So, yeah, I guess it all comes down to that. But, yeah, it all comes down to everyone playing their role too.
You've got an extra good forward to kick to this week. Jeb Walter's going to make his debut.
Yeah, I'm so happy for him. He would have played in round zero against the Tigers if he didn't hurt himself a couple of months ago at training. But, yeah, he's going to be a star for this football club for years to come. And I'm so happy that Dimmer has just thrown him in the deep end and you're going to bleed him in the AFL team. So, yeah, it's going to be one hell of a journey for him.
So when you've got the ball looking forward and you've got a one-on-one to pick, who are you preferring now? Kicking it to Ben King's one-on-one, Jeb Walters one-on-one, or Jack Lukosius's one-on-one?
Yeah, you've even got Levi Casbolt down there. So we've got four great options. I guess just whoever's in best position, you know, if they don't mark it, you know, their role is to bring the ball to ground so then our smalls can get to work. So, yeah, looking up in a lie, if I've got the ball and I'm running into 50 and Jeb in the lead, I'm going to lower my eyes and going to hit him up.
You've actually, when you speak about Levi Casbolt, you've got some depth now. I mean, your interchange, you've got to drop some guys off this interchange because you're not playing till Sunday. Your interchange, Atkins, Flanders, Holman, Ben Long, David Swallow, Levi Casbolt, Mac Andrew. So, and Sam Closey's been named, who probably won't play because it would be another debutant. Well, he might play. But you've got some depth.
Yeah, we do. And it's just, our strength and conditioning staff and our physios have done a great job to get us in this position where, you know, we touch wood, don't have many people on the injury list or in the medical room. So, yeah, we have like 44 to choose from, I think, this week and the previous weeks, which, you know, all the great teams and all the teams that challenge for premierships and finals always have the healthiest list come, you know, the back end of the year. So I guess that would be the goal, is just to keep everyone as healthy as possible.
And if you had to pick someone to win a clearance for your life, would you pick Dusty or Matt Rowe?
Dusty in his prime, I think. But Rowley is just taking the world by storm at the moment. But you know what? The best thing about that, it's no fluke. Like, everyone might just think, oh, he's getting older, he's getting better. But from day one of preseason, every single main session, he's down there for half an hour with Sean Glick and Noah Anderson doing all his extra work and working on his craft. So it's no fluke that he's dominating and he's playing so well. And even last year when he was doing that stuff with Stephen King as well. So it's a credit to him. He does a lot of work behind the scenes. And, yeah, he's starting to get rewarded, which is great.
And I'm sure you've been watching the Dogs. They're vulnerable right now.
Yeah, look, it's hard to get a gist on teams. Like, they played one game. I reckon you got to wait to 5-6, round 7 to sort of get, you know, gist on who the teams are going to be, the challenges and who aren't. So, as I said, they're going to be trying to put their best foot forward this week after a disappointing game last game. But, you know, so are we. Like, we want to keep the wind ticking over. And this is our first game out of Queensland, you know, this season. So we want to, you know, get another win as well.
And you might at game 250 be on a kid. You might be up against a Harvey Gallagher or a Riley Sanders, Brandon.
Yeah, I could be. I guess we'll go through that in a bit more depth tomorrow when we get down to Ballarat. But yeah, it's going to be a great challenge. Yeah, but as I said, like, we don't worry too much about what they do. We just focus on what we do and focus on our system. And you know, if we can do that 80% of the time, you're usually going to get the outcome that you want.
Great to have you, Brandon. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for diving a little into your game style. I've been picking the brains of a few people on this program to try and bring a bit of that to the regular guy and girl who goes to the footy so they get an understanding of what teams are trying to do. I appreciate you giving a little bit of it away, and good luck in game 250.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. Brandon Ellis joining us, two-time Premiership Tiger. Hit the road with Sixt Car and Truck Rentals. Visit sixt.com.au to book today. We'll squeeze in one more, or maybe two more calls. If you want to jump on the line now, 1-300-736-736 for a little bit of late Lost in the Wash. Dwayne's Wood for On Deck Business Loans. Funding possible the same business day. We're live down here at the Crown Audio Hub, by the way. You can kick off the season at Crown. Game on. Drop by and say hello. But if you want to jump on the open line, it's 1-300-736-736. It's brought to us by Werribee Kia, where the EV9 is available to test drive today.